The Central Intelligence Agency said today that two truck trailers found recently in Iraq were, in fact, mobile facilities for producing biological weapons. The agency said the trailers were outfitted with scientific equipment, including fermenters, compressors, water tanks, and gas cylinders. After analyzing the trailers, the CIA concluded they constituted the strongest evidence to date that Iraq had a secret biological warfare program. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, hadn't U.S. officials already concluded that these trailers were meant for producing biological weapons? What's new in the CIA report today?
Well, Robert, there had been some alternative innocent explanations for these trailers, and the CIA now makes a pretty convincing case that those alternative explanations just don't make sense. That's what, to me, seems to be the most newsworthy point here. U.S. officials hadn't previously asserted quite so strongly that these trailers were part of a biological weapons production facility.
And what convinced the analysts at the CIA that that's what they were?
The intelligence officials who briefed us today on this report say the alternative explanations just don't make sense ultimately. For example, the equipment found on at least one of the trailers could have been used theoretically to produce hydrogen to use in weather balloons. That was one of the explanations we've heard from Iraqi scientists. But these intelligence officials say there would be far cheaper, far more efficient ways to do that than with these relatively expensive trailer systems. So they're concluding the hydrogen thing is basically just a cover story. One other point, the layout of these trailers and the equipment they contain match very closely a description allegedly provided previously by a CIA source who's now been identified as a chemical engineer who actually managed one of these mobile plants. So with this physical corroboration of his description, U.S. intelligence agencies are now convinced they were, in fact, biological warfare facilities. These findings, therefore, strengthen the credibility of that CIA source.
Okay, so the CIA is convinced that Iraq was, in fact, capable of producing biological weapons. Are they convinced, or have they seen any evidence, that the Iraqis actually went ahead and produced any biological weapons?
There's no evidence of that, and that's an important point. The intelligence officials say their analyses of these facilities did not turn up any evidence that they'd actually been used. No traces of biological agents there. In fact, no sign these facilities had been used for anything. One of the fermenters was found to contain some caustic substance that could have indicated there'd been an effort to decontaminate the equipment. One key issue, Robert, is when these plants were put together. We've heard previously that Iraq produced biological warfare agents back in the 90s, and the CIA sources have said these trailers date from that period, but some of the parts on one of the trailers actually had tags on them showing they were manufactured, or those parts were manufactured in 2002 or 2003. So that would suggest, of course, that this was a current program and not something that had been abandoned.
Tom, bring us up to date on other weapons of mass destruction and what the U.S. Has found or thinks it has found in Iraq.
Well, still no sign of a chemical weapons program, and this was what U.S. commanders were most on the lookout for. U.S. officials went so far as to say they believed that some of the Iraqi troops defending Baghdad had been equipped with chemical weapons and perhaps even given authority to use those without further orders. Now, the Pentagon has not retracted that claim. In fact, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said just yesterday he thinks it's possible those weapons were destroyed just before U.S. troops moved in. But somebody else with whom I've spoken, someone very knowledgeable about the weapons hunt, says that the more time that goes by without finding at least some evidence of those chemical weapons, this idea that somehow the Iraqis managed to destroy all those chemical weapons in just a few days becomes, in his words, less and less likely.
Scud missiles were also banned. Any evidence?
No sign of them, Robert.
So what's the bottom line?
The bottom line is that there is solid evidence that there was at least a program for biological warfare, and it's clear the Iraqis were not forthcoming about that. Really nothing behind that. No specific claim, on the other hand, that was made by the administration before the war has actually been disproven.
Just before you go, Tom, was this presented as a report that is still of a process that is ongoing, or are they finished?
Very much, Robert. The analyses of these trailers are continuing, and of course there is very much of a continued effort to find more evidence in Iraq.
Thank you. NPR defense correspondent Tom Gelton.